Happy Thursday, guys. It's time to wake up. Welcome to the Wake Up Kids podcast. This is Jeremy, and this is my co-host,
Caleb.
Yes, Caleb's doing a great job. This is like his fourth time co-hosting a podcast, and he already is pretty much a professional. Caleb, let me ask you a question. Who made you?
God made me.
What else did God make?
God made everything.
Why did God make you?
To glorify and enjoy Him forever.
How can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying Him.
That's right. Good job. How many gods are there?
There is only one God.
You're exactly right. Good job. That's what we're talking about today. And today we're also talking about how powerful God is. God is all powerful. No one's more powerful than God. But if you were thinking of, Caleb, who is the human you know? Who can you think of that's the strongest person you know?
Well, I watch YouTube videos.
You do? You watch a YouTube video with a strong person in them? Yeah, what kind of things did this guy do that showed how strong he is?
Broke bulletproof glass.
He broke bulletproof glass. That's pretty strong. I could probably do that if I warmed up first. I could probably break bulletproof glass, but you'd have to be...
Without bullets.
Without bullets. Oh, that's different, isn't it? So you'd have to be really strong, but here's the thing. God's strength is
stronger.
Yeah, God is... His strength is infinite. The theological word we use for that is omnipotence. He has complete strength. There's nothing that He's not powerful enough to do. He can do anything. So even if we think of the strongest human that you could ever imagine, God would still be infinitely stronger than him. So that's what we're going to talk about today. In fact, our friend Sophia is going to be talking about that. But first, here is a hilarious joke of the day.
Hey, kid, what's the difference between a rabbit and a plum?
I don't know.
They're both purple, except for the rabbit.
Good morning, kid. It's time to wake up. This is Sophia, and today we are answering the question, how many gods are there? Hopefully you know by now that the answer is there is only one God. One way that the truth affects our lives involves trust. Understanding that there is only one true God also means understanding that this God is the most powerful being in the universe. If there was someone more powerful than God, he wouldn't be true God. The more powerful being would. So knowing that the God we worship is the one true God means also knowing that he is the most powerful being there is. This is important because when we trust our God to take care of us, we can know that there's nothing he isn't powerful enough to do. The Bible teaches us that God is omnipotent. That's a fancy word that means all powerful. It means God has infinite power. There is nothing he isn't strong enough to lift, no enemy he can't defeat, no problem he can't fix. Our God is more powerful than us, even more powerful than the hard things we go through, and even more powerful than his enemy, the devil. Ephesians 3:20 says that God is able to do the exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So there is nothing our God can't do. He is powerful enough to do more than we could ever ask him to do or even think of asking him to do. Our God is infinitely strong. If you are a child of God, rest in the comfort of knowing that the God you serve loves you and can do anything. If you are not a child of God, maybe it's time to talk to your parent or another Christian adult you trust about turning from your sins and trusting Jesus to save you.